each other's eyes, sockets, and see their own reflection. There's a smell of cherry pie, cooling by an open window, remind them of red organs. Do they exchange gifts and mamas made of dried hair strung through cavities once filled with gold? When skeletons make love, does it hurt the first time? Do wives and husbands no bone? Do they notice swooping bats flying through their ribs when they make love? Do skeletons make love in an embrace that begins with the idea of my skull? With no skull at all, or with the other skull, where their pelvis had been, and their pelvis where their lover's head once was. Is this the essence of why they make love, these skeletons? Well, skeletons. Is a piece of the old lost world return? Is it the part that is lying running into one problem after another, buried in debt and broken machinery? Do they wish to be dead or just in bed? Lights out, next to each other, panting, then relaxed, breathing. Doesn't matter that they are empty vessels of the evaporated fluids that contain. It is as unavoidable as an extinct tree, a shoulder blade summoned from another dimension. Bone holders blessed with the world's trust. When skeletons make love, they see their jaw words as the antique discarding of the shaved dice of sex. No more walking on top of this world. When skeletons make love, I think of as a child of skeletons, the way eternal grows.
ground must think about the mystery of the world recreating itself again and again as its offspring. And what of those eagle claw fingers? What mesmerizes them now? Well, skeletons make love to a sound of beer bottles across a river of pleasure shine in colorless touch. When skeletons make love, do they wish they could take back every minute wasted under the tin roof of precedent, required to suddenly understand exactly how inseparable they've been, because all things are beautiful. Subject to that wish to dawn, when skeletons make love, sometimes it is with coal dust and ash that the scaffolding of humanity is closed. Sometimes we starfish and sand or strands of seagrass or halos of kelp. Sometimes it is with crystal-wrapped femurs. Sometimes quartz or bullets embedded in a spine. Some skeletons come to one another with feathers or ribbons. Some lash tied with rope or barbed wire around neck vertebrae. Some attached silver rubies, turquoise, or jade to their bones. Flowers or bits of cloth or brass bells, stamps, coins or fur, perfume, oils, arnica or candles. They lit them up and attract nothing to resist once the eroded heart is gone. Having peeled through its skins, leaving sorrow and doubt like snakes in the costume room of angels, they are free to cross any distance. But alive was only a reflection of the closeness, searching between them. When skeletons make love, this was an intimacy grown from death, for they had never entirely approved of being. Uncontrollably lonesome loss. This heavy and slow moon rises, the coolness of the tears. They had forgotten to worry about fireballs of lightning striking them twice. you'll hear guns about the sadness of all things. Be smoke, and all that goes off around inside a person's head. Describe the acute feeling of being chosen by a stranger even after the funeral. Certain kinds of love you can't see. Certain kinds of love require the knowing strength of bone. Certain kinds of love need exactly what you cannot give. Certain kinds of love are nothing more than that old. Skeletons make love. There is no pride. Too late for breakfast. No assistant. Assorted quarrel. No rudeness. Shock of blasphemy. The monster they became. Sins of one gradually has losing the ability to make out leaves. The different slicknesses of frame. The tantra that prepares a body for what lies ahead. Even those who die alone, so none may track their spirit. Skeletons make love. It can be as subtle as a breeze, as plain as two geese, gently gliding toward one another at red and purple dusk on a smooth stretch of river. Just as the great works of humanitarians mingling with the lowly and unsung, exploited, wounded and pushed aside.
skeletons make love. It's their way of saying to one another, I bound on to you. You made my life a living hell. When skeletons make love, they laugh at us because they know everything'll be alright. When skeletons make love, it's only their bones that are dead and scattered, and behind them they can tell it's death if one of them is too silent. Security is another way they can tell it's death. They cannot know how they will wake, or if they'll be there when they wake. They cannot help sharing what they had never shared, and what they believed could not be shared. By the sharpening of the perceptions they have now, are they sadness when skeletons make love? It's like going around a curve in a mountain road, and the road ahead not there. As though they were opening a big lock suitcase in which a pile of stories in a child's notebook had been written, and find the story's gone, and so they lock their suitcase again, not believing it could be possible. For the stories to have vanished, it must have been some ghastly joke. But unlocking the big suitcase once again, they check it, and after locking it, they check again, knowing that they were destroyed. Skeletons make love. It's as if they are saying there's nothing to do, but we'll do it. We'll really do it. And they curled up in each other as if to tusk, left to run a rebellion on a track across a bitter, dry lake. The rose brown, early morning color of the ground. Lovely for the unbelievable smoothness of their bones as the light grows stronger. When skeletons make love, as if they were writing in the sand the stories that they lost just to write them down, and that even though lost, they could write them again and again, fully intact. Not a sentence was missing. Love again, and say to one another, but not aloud. Not.